The Medical Council is warning doctors that if they spread misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccination rollout, they could face losing their jobs. The council has received more than a dozen, 13 complaints from the public this year. And a university researcher says COVID misinformation originating offshore is being maliciously revised to target New Zealanders. Hamish Cardwell filed this report.
Medical Council Chair Dr. Curtis Walker says a small number of doctors are peddling conspiracies.
It's questioning the severity of COVID. It's questioning the safety of vaccination. It's questioning whether the whole thing is a conspiracy theory. I mean, you know, you name it, this is what's been put out there.
The council has received 13 complaints from the public this year, although that includes instances of multiple complaints about the same doctor. It comes after it was reported last month that dozens of health professionals, including GPs, signed an open letter opposing the Pfizer vaccine. Curtis Walker says an independent body is investigating to decide where the charges should be laid with the Health Practitioners Disciplinary Tribunal. He says doctors have a professional duty to provide advice based on evidence.
There's a mountain of evidence out there of how effective and safe the COVID vaccine is. And we've already seen the alternative of unvaccinated populations where millions have died.
Dr. Walker says doctors are particularly respected members of the community and their opinions about health carry a lot of weight. Any court spreading misinformation could potentially lose their jobs and the right to practice medicine. Dr. Samantha Merton from the Royal College of General Practitioners says while people can choose not to get vaccinated, there are serious consequences if the virus breaches our borders.
If those vulnerable people are being given misinformation, then they may choose to do something that's really detrimental to their health. And that's what worries me the most, is it's the poorer people, the people who are at higher risk. If they're getting this information or misinformation, then it's potentially putting their lives in jeopardy.
Kate Hannah, who studies the spread of misinformation at the University of Auckland, says anyone can be taken in, including highly educated people such as doctors. She says most misinformation originates overseas, with people here adapting messages to target particular demographics.
And in doing so, it targets people's lived experiences of things like racism in the health system or racism more broadly, or say women's experiences of the health system where they may have experiences of previously not being listened to and not being the kind of main advocate for their own health.
She says ways to spot misinformation include if someone is trying to sell you something, is asking for donations, or the information is presented in a way to get an emotional reaction.
If it's written in a way that makes you feel upset or scared or nervous or fearful, you know, that's not normally how we convey good quality public health information. Good quality public health information should provide you with information and make you feel reassured and calm and like you can make good decisions.
Kate Hannah says other red flags include being asked for personal information or to sign up for regular updates, ways to separate you from your current community or usual sources of information. And she says COVID conspiracies can act as a gateway, exposing people to online communities promoting far-right ideology, misogyny, racism and transphobia. People with concerns about misinformation from their doctor can contact the Medical Council, and general COVID misinformation or scams can be reported to CertNZ's website.